If you're a pro, you know that this is not efficient because you know there's a better way. There's also a better way to save. When pro customers buy building supplies in bulk at Lowe's, they save up to 20% every day. Buy in bulk and save up to 20% on concrete, gypsum, and gypsum accessories. At Lowe's, buy more, save more. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Discount applies to contractor pack items. Minimum purchase required, U.S. only.
You are Locked On Eagles, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia Eagles, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
All right, here we are. Welcome to the Locked On Eagles podcast. I am your host, Teron Davenport, and you are now tuned in post-Thanksgiving edition. It is Friday, Black Friday. I'm sure everyone's out shopping, looking for those great deals. What we're going to do today is just get into a little bit of the Packers offense. This is going to be a big-time test for the Eagles. Just looking at Aaron Rodgers himself, he presents a big test. And then looking at what else they have on the roster, they definitely have plenty of weapons. So this defense is going to be ready to go against a Packers team that is putting up a lot of points. They are definitely able to, you know, make that scoreboard ring up pretty heavily. So that's something to definitely check out as we get into this coverage of this game. And looking at the Packers as far as their total offense, I mean, they are definitely getting things going. They're not the best running team, but passing wise, Aaron Rodgers is doing his thing. You look at his statistics, he's passed for 2,761 yards, 25 touchdowns, and 7 interceptions. Even though this is considered a down year, this is still a pretty good season. I mean, you have five, six games to go, and he's already approaching 3,000 yards. So any given moment, you know, this is a guy that could pass for 400, 500 yards. So who knows what could end up happening. His QB rating is 96. And just looking at Aaron Rodgers himself as a quarterback, this is another one of those guys. You saw it last week with Russell Wilson. This is one of those quarterbacks that you have to have discipline when you're rushing him, and you have to bring him down, because if you don't and you get pressure on him, you flush him out the pocket, he can make some things happen. These are our receivers that work that scramble drill well. He knows how to improvise, and his arm strength is second to none in the league. And Aaron Rodgers is someone that could definitely change his – how do you explain? He could change his launch point. He could throw sidearm. You saw some of that with Matt Stafford yesterday in the Thanksgiving game, some of the throws that he made. Rodgers is the same type of quarterback as far as being able to change the angle that he throws the ball from in order to get a different projection on it, as well as just be able to get it out in different situations. So Rodgers can also get you when it comes to third and long, and you have the play defended really well, man-to-man defense, backs turn to the quarterback, he can step up, find a rushing lane, and take off and get that first down. And that's always deflating for a defense. So Aaron Rodgers is definitely the key that makes everything go. But moving on to their offensive line, you know, David Bakhtiari is a very good pass blocker. He recently signed the contract before the season started, and he's a guy that came in and just paid his dues. They threw him at left tackle. I remember early in his career, he went up against Aldon Smith, and I think it was when he was a rookie, and he held his own against him. So that's something to hang your hat on. They have a very good left tackle. Left guard Lane Taylor is he's a guy that, you know, it's really hard to put a gauge on some of these offensive linemen like a Lane Taylor or a J.C. Treader, T.J. Lang. These are guys that are just – they're standard players. You know, they're average players. So they do a decent job of protecting that interior, keeping Aaron Rodgers from getting that pressure, you know, up the gut. That's the kind of pressure that all quarterbacks hate. But then you look at Brian Bulaga, another guy who came in, shorter armed blocker, but he's someone in the running game. He's really good. He can protect the quarterback. Nowadays, you need an athletic left and right tackle because pass rushers are coming from both sides. You look at the Eagles. You got Brandon Graham as well as Connor Barwin. These are both really good pass rushers. Obviously, Cox and Logan on the inside as well. But that offensive line, I think, is stacked up pretty well. I have to give the edge to the Eagles front four in this case, because again, looking back at their interior guys, they are average, and now they're going against and above average one of the best defensive tackles in the game in Cox. So we'll see how that matchup works out. I think it does favor the Eagles for sure. Moving on to the running backs. Now, this is an area where they've struggled. Green Bay has 1,000 yards rushing as a unit, 1,006 to be exact. They're averaging 4.6 yards per carry. So, you know, when they do run the football, they are able to do it effectively at times, but they don't have the bodies to do it. That's been really the problem for them. James Starks coming back definitely gives them an option. I mean, they even use Ty Montgomery, a guy who's a wide receiver. You know, they use him in the backfield when Starks was gone. They lost one of their running backs, Eddie Lacy, for the season. He was their feature back. He's gone for the season. The Seahawks had cut Christian Michael a few weeks ago, and they picked him up, so he's on their depth chart as well. But just as far as the running back situation is concerned, this is a team, make no mistake about it, they're one-dimensional. They are a passing team, and you know, that's what defenses want to do, is make a team one-dimensional. Well, you don't have to do that with Green Bay. They're already that way. And just as far as running the football, you know, James Starks is a solid runner. He's a guy that, you know, has some speed. If he gets to the second level, he can make some things happen in that manner. But again, it goes back to what I've been saying. You know, they are a passing team. They have 3,600 total yards of offense this season. 2,600 of it is passing the ball. So that tells you right there. And then when you look at their first downs, I mean, this is a team, they have 223 first downs. Most of them have come by way of the pass, 144 of them. So that's just another key to show you that this is a team that is a passing team. And when you look at the rushing statistics, I mean, Eddie Lacy has been gone for a bit, and he's the leading rusher. The leading rusher now, you know, that's active is Aaron Rodgers. 40 rushes, 259 yards. You have Ty Montgomery, who played in a couple games, 28 carries, 145 yards. And then James Starks, 40 carries for 100 yards. Again, Starks has been hurt. And even Randall Cobb, as we mentioned before, 10 carries for 33 yards. So there really isn't a rushing threat on this team. So when you look at just what you have to do, this is where you have to focus on Aaron Rodgers and this unit that we're going to talk about, the wide receivers. And before we get to the wide receivers, we'll just touch on the tight end, and that's Jared Cook. And Jared Cook is back healthy as well, so he's another option this season. Again, he's been out most of the season, but from when he has played, he has 12 receptions, 158 yards, 13.2 yards per catch. He's one of those tight ends that's a move guy. You can move him into different positions. You can flex him. You can line him up out wide. And he could get open against linebackers, against safeties. I, again, like the matchup for the Eagles as far as Nigel Bradham, Hicks, Kendricks. Well, Hicks and Nigel Bradham going against Cook if they want to go man situations. Obviously, Jenkins and McLeod as well, Jalen Watkins. So if they decide to go man and they want to man up with the tight end, the Eagles have the advantage. But make no mistake about it, Cook is a solid option for Aaron Rodgers. But this is where the focus has to be on, and that's the wide receiver unit. Jordy Nelson is returning from his knee injury. He was out all year, but he's made a solid return. 53 receptions, 663 yards, averaging 12 yards a catch, has a long of 58, 9 touchdowns. Nelson is back as one of the best receivers in the game, and they use him in so many different ways. That back shoulder throw that he and Aaron Rodgers have the timing on is nearly unstoppable. Jordy is a very good route runner. He knows how to get in and out of his breaks. He has set his routes up. He's surprisingly fast, too. A lot of times when you look at these, you know, a receiver, he's white, so you say, oh, I don't expect him to be fast. Jordy Nelson ran track. He has track speed. I remember watching him at Kansas State so many times. He went against Aqib Talib, and he gave Aqib Talib everything he wanted in those games when Talib was at Kansas and, again, Jordy at Kansas State. So He's a top-level receiver, and one of the things with Jordy that they did was patience. They allowed him to come along at his own pace, and before they knew it, they had one of the best, one of the top five receivers in football. So that was a good pickup for them. Jordy Nelson's an outstanding receiver. And just moving on to Randall Cobb, that's another one where they played the patient game with. They allowed him to come in, and you know, at Kentucky, he was an outstanding receiver. He's someone they've used in the backfield as well, but they allowed him to find a role in the offense. And they use him in the slot a lot, but he is a guy that could work outside, but they like to get him in those two-way goes, let him run those jerk routes and play off of the defender. And he and Rodgers are on the same page. They're in sync, and that's something that's really hard for the Eagles to stop when they're going against those two guys. But then not to mention, you bring in Davante Adams from Fresno State, another guy. He was David Carr's top receiver when they were back in college, and Adams is one of those outside guys. He's kind of taking the James Jones role as far as that guy that, you know, they'll throw the ball downfield to. They work the play action, hit these guys on the post. They allow them to catch the short pass and take it a distance. Every which way a passing game can attack, that's how these Packers passing game, that's what they do. You know, they are a very complete team. And then moving on to Ty Montgomery, this is another one, another do-it-all, versatile type of guy. They'll get him the ball out of the backfield. They'll let him do various things. So Montgomery is an outstanding player as well. This receiver unit is just very complete. And then even Jeff Janis. You know, Jeff Janis is another guy, a Jordy Nelson clone. I remember him coming out, and he's a guy that I talked to numerous times, and I told him, I said, you remind me of Jordy Nelson. And he went back and watched some more of Jordy Nelson, and he came back to me and said, you know, I was right. And he is someone that, you know, has been able to learn from Jordy Nelson while he's been there and developing. And that's the key. I keep going back to it. They allow their guys to develop. They have another guy in Geronimo Allison out of Illinois who is going to be a solid receiver as well. He's another developmental guy. So they know that what to do. They get it. You know, they understand that you have to bring guys along and let them, you know, find their way. And that's what Mike McCarthy and the Packers have done with their receiving core, and it's no surprise that they have so many good receivers because they've done it the right way. Obviously, so much with Nelson Aguilar and his development. You know, the guy's in his second year. Jordy Nelson is always one to point to when you look at Aguilar's development. I mean, Nelson was not a top-flight receiver. You know, he's not a top-flight receiver right now. You know, Jordy Nelson is a guy that in the first couple of years, he was not the top guy that he is now. But with time and finding his role, he became that guy. So, you know, patience is always good. But when you look at this passing game, one of the things I really like about Aaron Rodgers and these guys is just the chemistry. They know to turn up field when Aaron Rodgers is – you know, in the pocket, you know, when he breaks the pocket, they know to turn up field and he'll find them. You know, a lot of times you'll see him scrambling with the ball and he'll point and they'll turn up and he'll find them down the field for a big gain. You see them, you know, other times running from right to left along with Rodgers or left to right, whichever. They're just moving with him and they're in sync as far as, you know, knowing where he wants them to be and where he's going to go to them when he's in trouble. And that's something that is another week. Jalen Mills, McKelvin, Carroll, and the guys, they have to plaster themselves to the receivers. I expect to see that this week. It's going to be an interesting game. You know, offensively, you know, the Packers, that's what they are. They're an offensive team. Aaron Rodgers talked about needing to get off to a faster start to take the home crowd out of the game. Well, you guys, it's your responsibility to not get taken out of the game. You guys come with the energy, with the fire that you bring at Lincoln Financial Field. We'll see if this Eagles team could go 5-0. That's the show for today. Just wanted to run through the defense really quick. I appreciate you guys tuning in. I hope everyone had a happy Thanksgiving and be safe and careful out there on Black Friday. And once again, I appreciate you tuning in. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, the Locked On Eagles. Also on Audio Boom. Be sure to follow me on Twitter at @TDavenport_NFL, as well as the EaglesWire.USAToday.com.
Is democracy in danger or decline? Condoleezza Rice, William Galston, and Carlos Gutierrez and others take on this question in the fall edition of The Catalyst, a journal of ideas from the Bush Institute. Surveys show Americans place less trust in institutions like the media and business. Others contend America has faced far more challenging periods and emerged strong. Leading policymakers, Bush Institute experts, and respected journalists take on this debate. Read about it at bushcenter.org/catalyst.